This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
6 minutes vocabulary
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Finn. Hello.
Today's programme is all about lexical sets.
That's right. Lexical sets help us to learn words by grouping them together by topic or word type. So, more on that later, but first, here's Dave. He's talking about a flood that happened in his hometown recently. And here's a question to answer while you listen. What happened to all of Dave's possessions?
Well, we had so much rain. It said on the news we got a month's rainfall in just one day. The water level rose so high that the river burst its banks and water poured into everyone's houses. It's terrible. My house was flooded. All my things were completely soaked and the carpets are still waterlogged.
Oh dear, Dave.
Yes, we asked you what happened to Dave's possessions.
And he said all his things were completely soaked. They were covered in water and now they're all wet and damaged.
Dave also used a few different words to talk about the flood and its effects. He talked about the rain and rainfall. Now, that's a way to describe the water that falls as rain over a period of time.
And he talked about water level. That's the height of the water in rivers and lakes. And Dave said it got very high.
It did, and that's what caused the floods. Now, floods, water level, water, rainfall and rain, these are all on the topic of rain and floods.
And they're also all the same type of word. They're all nouns, so we can group these words into a lexical set.
That's right. A lexical set is a group of words which are all about the same topic and which all belong to the same part of speech. They're all nouns or verbs or adjectives.
So, to make a lexical set for activities on a beach holiday, for example, you might think of...
Swimming, sunbathing and surfing. Mm-hmm. What do you like doing on a beach holiday, Catherine?
Me, I like sunbathing and eating ice cream.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Yeah, lovely. And swimming, sunbathing... Eating ice cream and surfing are all gerunds. That's nouns made from ing verbs.
Exactly. So, same topic, same word type, that's a lexical set. Lots of people find it useful to learn words in groups like this. They seem to stick in your mind more easily.
That's right. And by learning words in lexical sets, you'll also have more words to choose from when you're talking about a topic. Let's hear Dave again and see if you can spot another lexical set.
My house was flooded. All my things were completely soaked and the carpets are still waterlogged.
Did you get it? Dave said his house was flooded, full of water. All his things were soaked, completely wet, and his carpets still have lots of water in them. They are waterlogged.
The words flooded, soaked and waterlogged are all adjectives here, and they're all about flooding. So...
there's our next lexical set.
There it is.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about lexical sets, groups of words related to the same topic that come from the same part of speech, like nouns, verbs, adjectives, gerunds.
That's right. And it's time... for a quiz.
Aha, my favourite. Right, I'll say three words and you decide if they make a lexical set or not. And Finn will tell you the answers. Ready? Number one. Tea, coffee, water. Lexical set or not?
Well, they're all drinks, so the same topic. And they're all nouns, so they're a lexical set.
They are. Another one. Swimming, cleaning, sunbathing.
And that's not a lexical set. They're all gerunds, But the topic seems to be holiday activities like swimming and sunbathing, and cleaning doesn't really fit with that group. Not on my holidays anyway.
Not on mine either. So well done if you got those right at home. And we've just got time for a quick vocabulary tip. Finn.
Okay, right. Here we go. Find a friend and play a game of lexical set tennis. It goes like this. You choose a topic, like sport, and then choose a word group, like nouns. And then you take it in turns to say words in the set. All right, Catherine, shall we try this?
Yep, okay. Come on then.
The topic is sport, and I'll start with football.
Rugby.
Boxing.
Basketball.
Okay, right. There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6-minute vocabulary. And I've got another one.
Come on then.
Golf.
Thanks for listening to Learning English Grammar. Have you heard our new music series, My Song, My Home? In each episode, we visit a different place in the UK and meet a musician that lives there. Learn English from songs and hear natural British speakers. Find the series on our website, bbclearningenglish.com, or follow the Learning English Conversations podcast in your podcast app.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt. For things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.